This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The United Food and Commercial Workers Union is calling on federal, state, and local officials to investigate the JBS meatpacking plant in Greeley. The union is once again alleging a pattern of abusive practices at the site. Those include claims that management engaged in human trafficking through the social media app TikTok. Other accusations involve intimidating workers, inhumane living conditions, and withholding mail from employees, such as medical bills. JBS USA Holdings did not respond to a CPR News request for comment. The Regional Transportation District may trim one of its programs for disabled riders because it's proven to be too popular. The Access On Demand program subsidized about 60,000 Uber and taxi rides last month. Charlie Davis is blind and uses the program. He says it's much faster than riding buses and trains.
For me to bring my son to daycare and to then go on to work, it would probably take me about an hour and 45 minutes, where it's at most a 20-minute car ride. It has been hugely transformative, has changed my life in such a positive way.
RTD says any changes would go into effect next year. A pharmaceutical company that makes allergy pens sued Colorado in federal court. Amneal Pharmaceuticals says a state law approved in 2023 essentially makes the company provide generic allergy pens to pharmacies for free. Lawmakers passed the legislation to bring down the cost of the emergency auto injectors, best known by the brand name EpiPen, by capping them at $60 per pair. The New Jersey company argues that state's push to make the pens affordable has resulted in a, quote, unconstitutional taking of the product. This is CPR News.